So let's review. We had learned on the previous daf that torches would be lit from mountain to mountain, reaching all the way to the Geula, the diaspora, in order to inform Klal Yisrael of the new month. Before we proceed, let's clarify the terms. Chodesh Chasser, a deficient month of 29 days. Chodesh Moly, a full month of 30 days. The lunar month consists of either 29 or 30 days. If the Edom came on the 30th day of the month and testified that they saw the new moon, the Beis Din would proclaim that day to be Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the new month, leaving the outgoing month with 29 days, a Chodesh Chasser, a deficient month. If the Edom did not come on the 30th day of the month, or even if no Edom came at all, the Beis Din would proclaim the 31st day of the month to be Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the new month, leaving the outgoing month with 30 days, a Chodesh Malay, a full month. Zog the Gemara. Tarabon, Eid Masin Masuris, El Ala Chodesh Shinir Bizmanoid Likadashai. The torches were used only at the end of a Chodesh Chasser, when Rosh Chodesh was proclaimed on the 30th day, and they were lit on the evening after the 30th day, which is now already the first day of the new month. At the end of a Chodesh Moly, when Rosh Chodesh was proclaimed on the 31st day, the torches were not used. People would understand that if Rosh Chodesh was not proclaimed the previous day, it must be today. The Mishnah mentioned that these torches were made of Eitz Eres, cedar wood. And the Gemara here elaborates on the various types of cedar. Rabbi Yehuda, Dal Mina Rosenhain, Eres, Kasrim, Eitz Shemen, Uvaresh. Rabbi Yehuda mentions four types of cedar trees, while Rabbi Rav Huna, Amri Bei Rav, Asar Mina Rosen. Rabbi Rav Huna mentions 10 types of cedar trees, according to the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Etin Bamidbar Eres, Shita, V'Hadas, Ve'Eitz Shemen, Asim Barava Bereish, Tidar, Batasha Yachtav. The Pasuk mentions 7 species of eres. Rav Dimi explained 3 more species were added, Aloinim, Almoinim, Almoigim. Yechon teaches further about cedars. Koshita Veshita Shinatlu Nachem Yushalayim, Asra Kadesh Baruch Olach Zirama. According to the same Pasuk in Yeshaya, Etim Bamidbar, Eres, Shita, and Midbar is referring to Yushalayim, as the Pasuk says, Tzien Bamidbar HaYesam. The Gemara brings more statements in the name of Rabbi Yechna. Vam Rabbi Yechna, Kala loy med Torah ve'en melamda, doim lahodes bamidbar. One who studies Torah but does not teach it to others is compared to a sweet-smelling hodes, myrtle, in the middle of the desert, where nobody benefits from its fragrance. Ikedar Amri, Kala loy med Torah u'melamda, b'mokim she'en tamit chachamim, doim lahodes bamidbar. The Chaviv. Others say that one who teaches Torah is as precious as a scarce hodes in the wilderness. Rabbi Yechanan teaches further, woe to the nations of the world who have no remedy, as the Pasuk says, Tachas ha-nachayshis avi zahav, v'tachas ha-barzel avi kesef, v'tachas ha-eitzim nachayshis, v'tachas ha-avonim barzel. Whatever the goyim took from Yishalayim, Hashem will replace with more precious items. However, Tachas Rabbi Kiva v'chaveirov, maimavin, for Rabbi Kiva and his colleagues who were killed at the hands of the goyim, as well as other Jewish blood that was spilled by the Goyim, there is no replacement. Rather, v'nikesi damam lo nikesi, the Goyim in the future will pay severely for these horrible crimes. We proceed with the next Mishnah, which describes the process of receiving the Edom. Zok the Mishnah, chatzar gedoy lo haysa b'Yishalayim, u'beis yazik haysa nikras, u'lesham kal Edom miskansen. There was a large courtyard in Yishalayim, which was called Beis Yazik, where all the Edom would convene. Ubezdin Bait Kinaisim Sham. Bezdin would examine them there. Usudas Kedailas Islam Bishvil Shiit Regin Lovay. And lavish feasts would be prepared for the witnesses to encourage them to come. The Mishnah continues. Bishoin Nilaha Yizaz Misham Kalayim. Originally, if Edom arrived on Shabbos, as was permitted for the purpose of testifying for Kiddush HaChidush, they would not be able to leave the Chatzar, as is the halacha for one who goes outside the Tchum Shabbos. However, this also discouraged people from coming. Therefore, Hiskin Rem Gamliel Hazakin, Shimahalchen Al Payim Amel Chol Ruach, Gamliel instituted that the witnesses are allowed to move about for the full distance of 2,000 Amos outside of the city, as all city dwellers that were in Yerushalayim when Shabbos came in. And the same rule holds true for a midwife who comes from outside the Tchum, or someone coming to save a life. They're allowed the full 2,000 Amos since they came beheter. And therefore, the Chacham did not apply the Rabbinic Zera of not being able to walk more than 4 Amos for one who goes outside the Tchum on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues. Kitzad Baitin Asaid. What is the exact process for examining the witness? Zug Shabbar Rishon Baitin Asarishon. Machnisin Asagodl Shaban. The Bezdin would bring in one of the witnesses and pose many questions. V'oimloi, Emor, Kitzad Reisez Lavanu, Lefnei Hachama or La'achar Hachama? They would ask him, in what position was the moon relative to the sun? Before the sun or behind the sun? L'tzvayna or L'drema? In the north or the south? Kamayi Gevaya, how high was the moon? Ulein Hayunaita, in which direction was it leaning? V'kamayi Rochav, how wide was it? V'achyachay Mechnis Netzah Sheni, Ubeit Yunaisei. The second witness was then questioned as well. Im Nimtzu Devrei Mechuvan, Medusin Kayemes. If their testimony matched, they were approved. Nevertheless, Sha'ar Kol Azuga Shoyl Nais and Rashid Varm. If there were other Edim who came, they were also questioned in general. Loisha Hayu Tzrichim Lam, L'kadesh Lo Yitzu B'Pachi Nefesh, B'Shvil Shei Rigim Lavai. Although not necessary, they were questioned so as not to make them feel bad for coming all this way from north, lest they not come next time. One of the questions asked was if the moon was Lefnei Hachama or La'achar Hachama. The Gemara explains that this means Pigimasa, Lefnei Hachama or La'achar Hachama, was the Pigima, the concave and darkened part of the moon, which is not visible, facing the sun or away from the sun. To which the Mishnah comments, Im Amar Lefnei Hachama lo yemaklum. If he said that the Pigima was facing the sun, he is disqualified, as such a situation could never be. Dam Rabbi Yechanan, Ma'idach Siv, Ham Shalofachar Imoi,
The sun never sees the begim of the moon or that of a rainbow.
If the sun would see the begim of the moon would feel bad, having had its chasar and its defect seen by others. This can obviously never be, as the moon gets its light from the sun, and so the lit up part will always be facing the sun. The Gemara here explaining why this is set up this way and answers so as not to embarrass the moon. Similarly, the rainbow has its arc to the sun and not its concave, so that those who worship the sun should not say that the sun is shooting arrows at those who do not worship it.